You are listening to LA Theater Bites review of the world premiere of The Righteous Among Us, playing now at the Little Fish Theater in Redondo Beach, February 6th through March 1st, 2026. This latest offering from playwright Amy Tofty, Righteous Among Us boasts some very passionate performances, but they aren't enough to uplift a repetitive play with a pertinent message about history. So much message and very little story to back it up. Righteous Among Us centers on Mila Stevens, played by Dominique Fatu. She is a young African-American woman volunteer researcher collecting data for people who saved Jewish people during the Holocaust and also Holocaust survivors. When the data Mila receives doesn't add up, hard truths must be dealt with. Set in a room in a civil rights museum, but it could have been anywhere. The background is just an artsy word mural set in the background and a table with materials to collect data. The actors for the two acts go back and forth pleading their case to the audience and each other. The focus on their individual beliefs, biases, and the drama that comes up once the truth is unveiled. Data collection, particularly historical data, is incredibly important for uncovering the truth about our history. But it's not the most sexy topic. It's monotonous work and not easy to dramatize, and Righteous Among Us is one of those examples. Theater is really difficult work. The actors have so little they can actually do. They were forced to either look at the audience or break into dramatic, often overly dramatic situations. It's so much tell and not show. The main character is a dance major. It's mentioned plenty of in this play, but not even a fun dance moment. So much of this play feels forced and comical, but not in a good way, particularly in the first act. It's a moral quandary expressed in various ways. These three actresses really give it their all. There were tears on that stage. It's a visual example of how hard it is to do the right thing when history isn't as clean as you'd like it to be. It got its point across in the second act. That could have been, like, the whole play. I give The Righteous Among Us a 6.9 out of 10. It's below average. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.